Big D Entertainment, in association with Dipsy Doodle Productions, presents the Dave Holly Hour. Brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, and Books and Brews Pizzeria. The Dave Holly Hour features Sioux Empire arts and entertainment conversations and has been recognized by the Sioux Falls Stage Awards with a special distinction for promoting the arts. A true lover of arts, entertainment, good food, and fun times, including an occasional Jack Daniels. Okay, so a few Jack Daniels. Here he is, Dave Holly.
Welcome to episode 71, everyone. And we can call it Happy Irish Hangover Day. Hope you had a great St. Patty's Day, whether you celebrated yesterday or whether it was last weekend. Did a little bit more last weekend myself. Had a great time and, of course, sang karaoke. So, feeling good about everything. By the way, hey, today is the 18th of March. Yeah, I know we had special days for the 15th of March being the Ides March and yesterday being St. Patty's Day. But you can also think of 3/18/21 as being kind of cool because my father was a CPA and he loved numbers, as do I. 3 plus 18 equals 21. So there you have it. Now you know what you're in store for. Actually, what you're in store for would be great conversations with those that make the Sioux Empire arts and entertainment community so valuable. Couple of great ones today. I keep landing fantastic guests. There is no doubt about that. Later on in the show, we are going to hear from Ruben Rodriguez. And he's the front man of a new house band for Dada Gastropub. They're called The Problem. Well, Ruben has no problem playing because he's been in several trios, including his own trio, actually, recently at our wine bar. Coming up in just a few minutes, we'll be speaking with Nancy Halverson, who is the executive director of the Levitt at the Falls, as there, we're crossing our fingers, we're knocking on wood, whatever else we can do to bring good luck that, yes, 40 shows will go on at the Levitt outdoors this year. So that is what's ahead of you for Sioux Empire Arts and Entertainment Conversations. But we also have a couple of housekeeping things we need to take care of.
Time to grab your favorite beverage, lift it high, and toast it to being Thursday, a.k.a. Weekend Eve.
Hey, the weekend isn't around the corner. It's here.
So long, hump day and your frumpy way. We say hello to Thursdays with opening nights. The weekend is near and we can see the bright lights. Yes, Thursday, you're so hearty. We can't wait for Friday, so a day early, we start the party.
Oh, lift them high, whatever it is you like to toast with. But of course, that might be dependent upon what time of the day you're listening to the program. When I record this portion on Wednesday evening, I, of course, am relaxing at home, not having to worry about driving, and having a Jack Daniel's Diet Coke with a lime better known as Jasper Newton. But you might be having coffee, tea, milk, depending upon what you're doing, water. Hey, whatever suits you, go with it, okay? But it's a weekly toast that we have now to starting the weekend early, and I'd like to toast the Sioux Empire Community Theater, just wrapped up a wonderful production of The Odd Couple female version. And to the cast and everyone involved there, to the cast especially, that maintains quality performances while wearing face masks and face shields. Just cannot be easy, keeping your lines straight and blocking and everything. So congratulations and bravo to them. Also bravo to the Sioux Empire Community Theater. Their next production is basically sold out already. So that's fantastic. Also, you know, down the road, Worthing Dinner Theater. I tried getting some tickets for the last Sunday matinee that they'll have coming up, which is the dessert one. And I was ready to have some more great cheesecake and watch a great play. They're pretty well sold out on their performances. So local theater, a toast to you, because you are getting it done despite the times that we live in. All right. We've got something else we like to do on a weekly basis, a little shout-out called
Honorable Mention.
And honorable mention this week is going to go to the Sioux Falls Canaries. They announced earlier this week that they have new ownership. Not just new ownership. They have new local ownership, which is going to be providing what? Immediate improvements to the birdcage. Now, I know it's primarily arts entertainment we talk about, but you know, our local sports franchises here provide us a lot of entertainment as well. So there will be plenty of entertainment going on out of the birdcage again this year. I have a little inside information on that. I know a few that might be performing there and so forth. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nod, nod, nudge, nudge. All right, but coming up here on the Dave Holly Hour, later, we giggle a lot with Ruben Reyes Rodriguez, who has now given me a new middle name. And up next, we hear of a Grammy name of a group that's going to be at the Levitt. Nancy Halverson, however, did not let on as to how many are going to be Grammy people. Well, she kind of did that, but she wouldn't let on as to who else Grammy Award winners might be that would be at the Levitt this year during the summertime and their 40 shows. But she did tell us about one of the band's names and what that means. We'll learn that phrase next on the Dave Holly Hour.
Sure, they have darts, and you've heard me talk about how ruggedly handsome the trivia host is, but all caps fun never stops at the Sky Lounge and Tea. And fun is best had with your friends enjoying live entertainment, as in live and local. Yeah, the Sky Lounge believes in giving you the best bands, solo artists, and comedians from the area. The Neo Johnsons, Elizabeth Hunstead, Skylar Volks, as well as many others. And a great staff will make sure you enjoy your fun at the Sky Lounge in T, South Dakota.
Isn't that nice?
Welcome back, everybody. It is such a pleasure to have Nancy Halverson with us once again. This is her third time on the show. She's the executive director of Levitt at the Falls in Sioux Falls, a wonderful program that provides live music one way or another. And we've had to do it a few different ways. Now we're going to combine them all. What the heck, huh? Nancy Halverson, the first time you were on this show, we were talking about, wow, look what's coming to the Levitt.
Yep.
Oh, wow.
That's right.
And all the fun and the anticipation. Last year we had to have you on. We had to do it with a Zoom meeting because we started this pandemic thing. And that was kind of like, well, we're going to try some things. And you did end up being able to start a virtual series.
We did. Yes.
Levitt live in your living room.
Yep.
And that was fantastic to
Thank
be able
you.
To still see that.
Yep.
Now we have you back. We're in person. And we get to talk about the fact that it's going to be live at the Levitt again, isn't it?
Oh, we're so excited.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
It's been a journey. It's funny to think that you've chronicled all of this for us. Thank you for that, Mr. Holly. Yeah,
you now
it's
have
been
an
a journey.
Audio history.
Yeah. We do. And it has certainly been a journey, but we're delighted to announce that we will be back on the lawn this summer. We're starting with live concerts on June 11th.
Okay. Now, that's a little later than you had anticipated when you were going to be going last year, heading into then a 50 show.
That's right. Season. That's right. Yeah. So this year we're going to do 40.
Mm-hmm.
And we are starting a little later because we've been watching the rollout of vaccines.
Okay.
And hoping that the majority of our community will do that and then we can come together safely.
Excellent. So 40 shows, we're going to call it the top 40 at the Levitt.
There you go. Oh, I like that. That's good. Yeah. Oh,
well,
thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
You'd
feel free.
You've been in marketing or something.
Once or twice. Yeah. So then how are we going to start? What's all going to be included and how are we going to go out with a big finish?
So we'll be opening with Ranky Tanky.
Okay.
They are a Grammy Award winning band from South Carolina, and their music has all that deep tradition of the South. So we're really looking forward to bringing them. They're going to take us to church.
Yeah.
You know, they're going to take us to church. Ranky Tanky actually means bring the party.
Oh, I love it.
So there you go.
That's my new phrase now.
Ranky-tanky.
Let's ranky-tanky.
There you go. I love it. Yep.
In fact, we're going to circle back to that in a little bit, bringing the party, because of a big announcement over the past few weeks concerning Live at the Levitt. Well, actually, Levitt in the Living Room.
Yes.
When we come back to that. Okay. But so you're only going to give away one act. You do that every time with me. You know that.
You tease
a lot.
Well, and the truth of the matter is I'm not trying to be just cagey about it. You know, this year especially, Dave.
Oh, I suppose.
It has been. I told my husband the other day, I said, I feel like we're doing a Rubik's Cube, but we're doing it blindfolded and behind our back.
Yeah.
Because these touring groups, they're just at a loss. They're not really sure how to handle this. And I get it, right? One band I talked to today, she said, you know, we want to be out there, but we've all had to get real jobs during the pandemic. Mm. So we're not going to be touring this summer.
We
hope to get back to it.
So we're going to be having an episode about to get the band back together.
Absolutely.
Like the Blues Brothers, huh?
Just like the Blues Brothers. So it's been challenging. And then, of course, we had about 6 international bands we were hoping to bring, and all of their visas got pulled. So, you know, couldn't do that. So it has been tricky. It's been tricky. We're almost there. I will say, as of 5 minutes before I jumped over here to meet you, I'm down to just one open date, and I have an artist I'm waiting to confirm.
Excellent.
So
that's good to hear. So you're only going to tell us the one act,
yes,
but it's a fun act.
It is a fun act.
So we've got that. And then in the meantime, what other types of music are we to hear? Because, you know, 2 years ago, that was one of the fun parts. Was getting so many different genres and everybody enjoying them all.
Yes. You know, one of my goals in 2019, and we hit it, and I'm so proud of this, is that what I really wanted to have happen by, you know, mid-season is I wanted to hear people say, well, we're going to the Levitt tonight. And somebody would say, well, who is it on the stage? And the response would be, it doesn't matter. They're all great.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted. And we heard that. So, you know, that set a pretty high bar for us. We want to continue that. And we also want to be sure, and again, this is what we heard in 2019, that we're introducing people to music that they wouldn't normally listen to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not what you've got on your bookshelf at home, right? It's something that you'd never thought you would be interested in, but yet you really dig it when you get to hear it live. So we will be doing that. So we're doing country. We're doing old school country, new country. We're doing one group this year calls themselves Radical Psychedelic Pop. We've got a Balkan punk band coming from Canada.
Wow.
Balkan punk. Yeah. Yeah. Really fascinating.
Do we have any repeat acts from 2 years ago?
We do not.
Okay. So
all new.
Fresh.
All new.
Oh, wonderful. Now, is that something the Levitt wants you to promote?
Is
each year that it's going to be different?
I mean, they want you to change it up as much as you can, right? I mean, sometimes it doesn't work that way just because you just routing or whatnot. But this year we were able to pull it off. So, yeah, you'll be meeting all new people. And some you know because we've had them on this Levitt in Your Living Room program.
Okay.
Right? They've all sort of foreshadowed what's coming.
All right. And how about local talent and regional?
We do. We have some phenomenal local talent. And some folks who are really just emerging that maybe you don't know yet, but I know you're going to love them.
Oh, we like that. See, another tease.
That's what I do. I'm a tease.
Let's, before we move on to other aspects of it locally, for those that might not be aware, because this is the third year, you know, the first year you came out with a bang. I mean, you were setting numbers that were phenomenal. Then the pandemic hit, and, you know, so you had to revamp, and we're going to get to talking about that in a bit, and now you've got this year looking ahead, getting back outdoors with it, but some people probably still don't know what the Levitt is all about and
how could that be, Dave Lally?
It shouldn't.
I know.
Because they should all be listening to this podcast.
Every moment, yes. Yeah, no, I know that is true, and and the Levitt, I tell you what, it is a gift to our community, just to share a little bit of the history. So about, over 12 years ago now, Tom Dempster had a friend who learned about the Levitt because he lived in California, said to Tom, you should check this thing out. This might be a good fit for Sioux Falls. And, you know, Tom, he does. He gets a bug in his ear, and he went with it and invited the head of the National Levitt Foundation to come to Sioux Falls. And what he learned in that process is that Levitt The Levitt Foundation is a family foundation based in California. It was started by Mortimer and Mimi Levitt. Mortimer was really poor as a child. His father sold trinkets at Coney Island.
Wow.
And Mortimer would go to the park with his dad, hear the music in the theaters there, but not be able to afford a ticket. And so he promised himself, even as a child, that if he ever made millions, mm-hmm. he would make music free for everyone.
That's incredible.
It is. And lucky for us, he made his millions. And so now there are 8 permanent Levitt venues in the country. We are number 8. There will only be 12 in total.
Oh.
They have made that decision.
Okay.
And then there is a program called Levitt Amp. And these are smaller cities where Levitt will invest in an existing summer music series and provide grants to help those organizations. But with the permanent venues like ours, the goal is to come into a community like Sioux Falls, like that meeting with Tom Dempster, look around, find a public piece of property that, if invested in, could become a welcoming gathering place for the whole community through the vehicle of bringing free live music concerts. And so that's what's happened here.
You said we're number 8. There's going to be 12. Mm-hmm. And the number 8 is the fact that we're the 8th in, but it's also we're the smallest, too.
We are.
The smallest city that's involved in this.
And that was part of what took so long. You know, the Levitt in the past, the previous 7 venues had all been in really big communities, and they were worried about whether we could sustain it. But what they found is just the opposite, that really it makes more sense to come into smaller communities where people really do see when there's something happening and they get on board. You know, after Tom Dempster came into this conversation, they brought Jennifer Kirby in, who became our board chair. And Jennifer just kind of drove the train and brought us to where we are today.
When 2019 was finished, what did the Levitt at the national level say to you?
Well,
let's brag.
Lots of nice things. they said it was probably the strongest first season they'd ever seen.
Wow.
They were amazed at the diversity of mm-hmm. the bands that we brought in, and our attendance numbers blew everybody away. Even those that have been operating for 20 plus years, we had higher numbers.
Okay. The additional 4 that they're going to be adding, are they going to be similar size cities then? Do you think they're going to go with that model? Or
I would say, just in the conversations I've heard about the cities, they're all larger than we are.
Okay.
But those conversations all started before we opened.
Okay.
So
they were in motion. For it. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
They were in motion.
All right. So what are they expecting out of you this year then? You know, obviously, you know, we have to consider 2020 kind of a wash.
Yeah.
But for 2021, what's Levitt saying? Hey, you know, Nancy, you did so well in that first year.
Keep going.
How can we go now?
Well, you know, this year has been so challenging for everybody. And of course, all 8 of the Levitt venues are in different parts of the country who are all dealing with the pandemic differently. We'll just say it that way. So some of the Levitts aren't reopening this year because their communities
they're still in it.
Won't allow it. You know, others are adjusting their season by a couple of months, and they have the weather that allows them to do that, like in Texas, mm-hmm. where they can just push later into November and December. Well, we don't have that option.
Well, they might be rethinking that after last month down in Texas.
That is true, too. That is true, too. So everybody is kind of doing what's right for their community, and the National Levitt has been really supportive of that.
All right. Well, let's get back to what happened last year, and it's going to continue now.
Yes.
The Levitt in the Living Room series. Mm-hmm. Whose idea was that? How did that come about?
You know, honestly, when the pandemic hit and we knew we couldn't do the live, we just said, how do we keep the mission going, right? It was about music for sure, but even more about the mission. How do we keep people engaged? Which for me means, how do we continue to employ musicians? Because if we don't employ them, we won't have them when we can come back. Right. This is their livelihood. And so this is kind of what we came up with. And we were really lucky to have a great partnership already with Vani Harari mm-hmm. and Think3D. Vani's on our board. And, he and I kind of said, how do we do this digital thing? How do we make this work? And luckily he had the studio. He had some know-how. He will tell you it was a big learning curve. He was joking the other night that he had 2 janky cameras when we started, and now they've got a beautiful studio. So it's taken a lot, but I think, you know, we all learned together and we got it done. And I'm really proud of what we've done. You know, we've been able to bring artists from all over the world for our community to see. We had artists from Ireland and gosh. The furthest was probably Australia was our furthest artist. Yeah, so that was great. But viewership-wise, we've had over 250,000 views now all over the world.
Incredible.
Yeah. Yeah, in six continents.
Yeah, and
we've just not had anybody in Antarctica yet. We're working on that.
Send the right scientist down there that loves jazz or something else.
You need music.
Get it going, yeah. when the pandemic hit and other artists were starting to hop online, just, mm-hmm. Hey, Venmo me, whatever, send some cash my way.
Yeah.
Because it was so needed, because we tend to forget how many people in this community are dependent upon the money they make from gigs.
Yep.
We have several people that are involved in it full time.
Yes.
That need that income.
Yeah.
So you guys just kind of took it to a next step. It's like, people are doing Facebook Live and so forth, but here's what we're going to do.
Yeah.
That had to be great feeling, the numbers you talked about, the people that you're reaching and so forth and keeping employed in the music industry. How much percentage-wise would you say is, still made it from that to be able to move forward yet?
Of that programming?
Yes.
Oh, we're taking it with us.
Yeah, I saw a little note the other day.
Yeah. So we've got some really exciting things to share. So going into 2021, we are growing exponentially our partnership with South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Mm-hmm. Just right across the street.
Yeah. Yeah. Larry, you know Larry Miller, of course. The first thing he said to me the first time we met was, we didn't put our studio here by accident. got it. Okay, let's see what we can build out. So they will be on the lawn with a multi-camera shoot with us for every concert this year. Mm-hmm. So all 40. In addition to that, they will become our producing partner for Love It in Your Living Room. And we will continue to stay online with it for now. And then they will see whether it is a right fit for TV or some other spot for them. We'll just have to wait and see how that goes. But what it's doing is it's sort of creating this scaffolded relationship with the artists where they can be a part of the Love It in Your Living Room, where we do the interview segment and we get to know them. Then they come and they'll be on the lawn with us and we'll record that whole show. And then out of season, SDPB will be able to take all that content through the magic of, the studio, be able to repurpose it in Moment and Sound, in, all of the other great programs that SDPB has to offer.
And you happened to grab this young host named Apollonia Davalos.
Isn't she a rock star?
Well, see, when you brought up that, what's the name of that group again? That means bring the party.
Oh, Ranky Tanky.
Ranky Tanky. So now we know that Apo is Ranky Tanky because...
Personified,
yes,
for sure.
Because the people, I've had her on the show a couple of times,
good.
And she's just an absolute blast.
Yes, she is sunshine.
She is. There's no doubt about it. But the thing that other people you talk to about Apollonia, when Apollonia shows up, the party's begun.
Absolutely. She is just, and that's how we met. I have to share this story because in 2019, she had just moved to town and she and her sister happened to be walking down the street one night when we had a concert, heard the music. And of course they had to dance because that's who they are. And I started dancing with them because that's who I am. And a fast friendship was born out of that evening.
It doesn't take long.
And then when this opportunity came to sort of grow this partnership with SDPB and they said, who would you like to host it? I said, I know.
Yeah, you got it.
I know. Yeah,
here it is.
We've got her. She's terrific.
That she is. So what is the mission beyond, just providing different music? Because, I know there's a lot of things that to happen with the Levitt to promote other things in our culture and in our arts and entertainment community.
Absolutely. So the mission of the Levitt is to build community through music. So that puts community first, music second, right? Music is the vehicle in which we get to do all this cool stuff. But it really is about lifting up our community and all the different things happening here. So that means economic development. And as I talk to my friends at Lloyd Company, they say, that's why they've been building in this part of town, right? Mm-hmm. Because they knew that it would bring people downtown. They knew they could build out around it. And we have seen that time and time again. In fact, we did an economic impact study that showed in a single year, the Levitt will bring $5 million into our economy.
Amazing.
Yeah. which is it is truly remarkable. And I think, you know, people underestimate the power of the arts and how it does bring that economic impact. You know, the tourism that comes mm-hmm. with it is huge. But also the idea that a place like Leavitt, where it's free, where people can come regardless of whether they're employed, unemployed, homeless, whatever, they can come and be a part of their community. It's that welcoming, safe space.
Yeah, no doubt about that. You know, that's the thing that I noticed when we had the live shows 2 years ago, was all the different people. You know, I know a lot of people in town, and I'd, you know, be able to see them, first of all. Yeah. But then all these other people that it's like, wow, where did they all come from?
Yes.
And it's different people. Yep. Every concert and every event. And it's just so fun because, you know, I can't think, you know, we're a pretty conservative group here in the Midwest when it comes to getting up to dance and clapping and things like that. But the performers that have been at the Leavitt have brought it.
Oh, good.
And it's brought the community together. So, so looking forward to being back out on the lawn again for that.
Yes, thank you. Yeah. You know, and the other thing that we will continue, if we've got some time to talk about, is our Leavitt in Your Neighborhood program.
That's right.
Yep. And that, again, is something that we started because of the pandemic. You know, I started hearing stories about, like, our friends at Good Samaritan. You know, they were in lockdown. They were in lockdown for 4 months. And so we called and we said, hey, can we work together and figure out a way to bring you some music? So we were able to actually find a day where we brought tents out and they brought their residents outside in the wheelchairs under the tents. And John Mogan and his band came
Zeros.
Set up in the parking lot of Good Samaritan, and we did a performance for them for an hour and a half. And it was probably one of the most important things we've ever done. I'm going to get teary-eyed talking about it.
Imagine.
You know, I mean, these folks, they had literally not been outside in 3 months. And there they were dancing to Mogan's Heroes, you know, in their wheelchairs. And it was, that's when I said, yeah, we're doing this right. This is what it's about. And then we also, you know, we were hearing about the food lines at the Lions State Fairgrounds.
Okay.
And there was a food bank there that was trying their best to get food into people's trunks as quickly as they could. But these poor people were sitting in line for 3 hours sometimes. So we hired some musicians and took them out and did almost like a strolling magical thing, or like a mariachi. It wasn't mariachi, but it was that feeling. And literally they just, with their guitars and singing, just kind of went from car to car provided some entertainment and some relief, you know?
Exactly, you know, because
just the smiles that you would see in people's face and the gratitude for that one moment of joy in their day.
Yeah, because I know a year ago, because I've been with my regular full-time job, I have been home now for a full year, and it doesn't look like I'm going back yet at any point. But, you know, that is such a thing that we still crave and we need.
Yes.
And it's more than, you know, one of the things that has been talked about so much during the pandemic is not just the, you know, physical things that have come along with it, but the emotional.
The emotional. Yeah. It's huge. And that's what this Leavitt in Your Neighborhood was really built to do, is to bring music to places where people were already gathering. Like, we weren't creating a show, so to speak, you know, and selling tickets and all that. We were going where people were already gathering and trying to create that small moment of relief through music. And it's truly been a blessing.
So as you prepare for this summer then, 40 shows, still an uptick from 2 years ago with the 30. And how's the staff? Especially with a little bit shorter season, what are they thinking as we go into this?
You know, I think we are so excited to get back out on the lawn. You know, it's been great. We haven't had to downsize the staff at all, thank goodness.
Excellent.
We've been able to keep everybody employed. And we've been really busy with this Leavitt in Your Neighborhood and Leavitt in Your Living Room. But we're excited to get back out there.
Yeah. Any other new programs? I mean, you know, we started off with the live concerts. And then because of pandemic, you end up with two other programs.
Yep.
Anything else you're thinking about or creating?
I think this is good for this year. I think this is good. We'll keep these three going. You know, it's funny, too, because really, Leavitt in Your Neighborhood and the live online stuff was stuff that we had thought about doing, but thought it was a couple years down the road. And really what the pandemic did is just shuffle the deck for us.
Right.
And we were able to move some things forward.
If I'm not mistaken, 4th of July is on a weekend this year.
think it's on a Monday.
Oh, is it on a Monday?
Yeah.
I thought it was on Sunday.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, well, maybe it's Sunday, but we're not doing Sunday
you're
shows.
You're not doing
this year.
Sunday shows. Okay. So what, Thursdays yep. through Saturday then?
So we'll start, as I mentioned, June 11th will be our first concert. So in, and we'll go through September 11th.
All right.
Okay. In June and September, it will only be Friday, Saturday. July and August will be Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
And then we're adding four morning shows that are specifically for little ones.
Oh, awesome.
And I'm really excited. Three of the four Grammy Award winning artists coming for kids.
See, that's another tease. You just keep tossing them out there.
Yeah. I know. I'm so excited about those.
Oh, that's fantastic. Can't wait to hear it and see it and everything else. Always a pleasure to have you on the show, but you know that we always end up with a couple of questions.
This is the hard part.
Yeah, it is. One is, you know, when you're not involved in providing entertainment for other people, how do you like to be entertained?
How do I like to be entertained? Yeah. Oh, goodness. You know, I just love hanging out with friends. I think that's the thing.
Yeah.
I just love, I don't need anything fancy. I just like to be with my friends.
Yeah. And beyond that, any other hobbies that you have?
So during the pandemic, I've learned to knit.
Awesome.
And I'm now up to 50 hats that I have knit and donated to some of the homeless shelters.
Oh, to homeless shelters.
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah,
yeah.
My wife has moved on now to doing the beanies for cancer patients.
Oh, that's
after
awesome.
Doing the, you know, the temperature Afghan?
Yes.
365 days of that?
Oh, my gosh.
It swallowed our house. It's very large. It's very warm. It's very large.
Very warm. Very large. Yes. Yes. I know. My husband keeps saying, another one? Another one? Another one? Yeah, another one.
All right. Nancy, thank you so much. Always a pleasure. Thanks for being on the Dave Holly Hour.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. And we'll be back with more in just a moment.
Dr. Perry Langston and Dr. Corey Tooney know excellence is in you. That's why they provide you with excellent care at XO Chiropractic, improving your overall health in spirit, body, mind, and will. Get results the natural way. Arrange a consultation. 605-332-9235 or exochiros.com. Excellent care for excellent people. XO Chiropractic, located at 4309 South Rackett Drive in Sioux Falls.
The Dave Holly Hour. Like eavesdropping on a great conversation between two very interesting people.
Welcome back, everybody. All Weekend Eve is my favorite. I love Thursdays because we get around to talking about arts and entertainment. Although, you know, if you're in the business, you talk about it all the time.
Yes.
Yes. Ruben Rodriguez is in that business.
I'm back, dude.
Yes. Yeah. And you are entertaining people like crazy.
I'm trying, man. Yeah, I'm trying to keep everybody happy.
Well, you do. Yeah, I know that, you know, anytime I run into you, it makes me happy. It's like, oh, Ruben. I love
sure
Ruben.
The feeling is mutual.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Excellent. Glad to hear that. And, you know, this is your second time on the show.
This is my second time, yes.
Yeah, yeah, great to have you back.
Thank you.
I knew that after the first time that we chatted that you definitely would be somebody that would be a repeat customer.
I thought it would be a disappointment. But
No. Anything but. Yeah, and especially for my wife, she was like, you know, you got to start using Ruben's giggle as a sound effect. And then I said, well, you know, we already have Dan Bublitz's giggle.
You do?
As a sound effect.
You got to double stack.
So, yeah.
Double
now
stack.
Now what we're going to have to do, though.
Just, it's you put one on top of the other.
Yeah.
And then that's a handsome man giggle stack. Right
yes,
there.
It is.
Yeah.
And someday we're going to have a giggle off.
Man.
Sounds dirty, but it isn't. We're going to have a giggle off. We'll have both of you on the show.
It'll be protected and it'll be socially distanced.
To see. And then we'll do like, you know, we'll have a poll for it. People can sign up and
I'm okay decide with that.
Whether it
I'm
was
okay
you
with that.
Or Bublitz.
Yes.
The better giggle.
Because I have, like, I'm not that egotistical that if I got crushed in the giggle off that... I would just congratulate him, and then put sugar in his gas tank. And that's how I would deal with that.
Oh, sugar in the gas tank. That's, yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah. It's, yeah,
that hurts a lot. That hurts thousands of dollars. Like. But for those of you that missed him the first time around, yeah. We'll tell you why he's on to talk about arts and entertainment. Because he happens to be an incredible bass player. And the first time that I met him was 3 weeks in a row playing in three different trios. And I thought, man, who's this guy playing bass all the time? And so we finally got him on and introduced myself and just had a blast. And so I knew he'd be back to be on the show again. And the reason I decided right now to get him back on the show was because a couple of weeks
nobody
back.
Nobody else to come in.
No, I got stiffed earlier by a guest, so. But, it was like, okay, I just saw the Ruben Rodriguez trio, his own trio.
They gave me one.
Yeah. Did you have to order it? I mean, did you call a 1-800 number? Yeah, I need a couple more people, man, so I can have a trio.
How do I play this? This is like I feel like I've got a real, like Robin to Batman kind of situation. So like. Batman is Joel Shotwell. Batman is Brian Hannigan. Batman is like Denim. Like all these cats, and they call me as like just like an ancillary. Like they're just like, oh yeah, he's like our tertiary dude. Like, so it's like we got this, and then we got drummer, and then we have Ruben. And so like I'm basically carrots in dinner. So it was like there's like, oh yeah, we got meat and potatoes, and then we also have a vegetable.
Oh,
and so and that's how I felt. But like I was talking with Alex Gilbert Trag over at Sioux Falls Jazz and Blues Society. She absolutely incredible human being.
Yes.
Whatever move that she does, I support, because her entire like mentality is grow Sioux Falls community.
Right.
Community. Just get everybody in the mix. So she's been amazing, but I was like, hey man, like, can I pick my own dudes sometime? And she said yes. So I did. So I picked up Joel Shotwell and Al Bourbon from Corey and the Fireflies, and he's just been like such a good friend, and he's super cool. And then Joel Shotwell throws the best board game parties and vinyl listening / board game parties. Oh, dude, we'd just go over to his house and we'll like hang out. Oh yeah. And like, we'll just sit there and like play Star Wars, like whatever. and he's just cool, man. And, I don't even know what to say about these people. They're more incredible than I deserve. So,
oh no, you deserve that because you're incredible. But, you know, the thing is that is something we'd like to bring up a lot on the show, is the fact that this town, this community, is so packed with great musicians, artists, the entertainers that we have. It's just amazing.
A lot of sleepers. A lot of ones that you won't see them on the corner, but when you find them doing their thing, you're like, all right, how did I not know about this?
Right, exactly.
Just very... very cool people. Yeah. Very cool people.
Well, you know, one of the things that we've been hoping for is that the Ruben Rodriguez trio and anything that you've done where you're just going ahead and, you know, working on the bass would lead to maybe, you know, the fact we could hear Ruben Rodriguez sometime.
I can disappoint you on YouTube if you feel like... check it out. My old house band from Minneapolis called Hot Black Funky. Hot period, black period, funky period. And then recently, so over at Icon, I started playing music because people were asking about, they're like, hey, when going to be a concert venue again? When is it going to be like a thing that all of us can show up again? And unfortunately, we didn't have the opportunity to do the national acts like we used to do, but we did have the opportunity to kind of just bring in some local cats. So I started playing guitar and singing because nobody goes out and sees a bass player / vocalist like just doing acoustic stuff. But so I started playing guitar, and then I hired my buddy Fayette from Tough Roots and my buddy Shane from Tough Roots, and we just started a band. And then on top of that, our buddy Shane, or our buddy James came out, who is the actually, I don't think he's in a band. He's in our band now, but he's just, he has perfect pitch, and he plays like, I don't know, probably like, I'm guessing like 30 instruments. I'm just ballparking. I have no freaking idea.
Wow.
And then my brother, who plays sax and taught me how to play jazz, decided to join the band. So now we got a 5-piece, and it's the Tuesday Night House Band at Icon from 8 to 10. Come out every single Tuesday. It's a free show. It's super cool. We have a giant room. You can social distance your butt off. we're just called The Problem.
You took away my next question. So now the follow-up question is, why did you decide to call yourself The Problem?
Okay. So that was, I was goofing, and when it initially started, like, I had just brought my instruments to the stage and just placed them so everybody could, you know, just like play. So it's like, oh yeah, you can come on, and it's non-committal. You want to play, play. You don't want to play, don't play. That's it, non-committal. But everybody stuck around, and then we got another dude, and then we got another dude. And when we left, it was like a group of like seventh graders just kind of like laughing at each other, where we're like, that was cool, right? You because you did the thing. Yeah, that's cool. And when I took the first two steps off the stage, I was like, this is gonna be a problem. This is, yeah. And that's why the band is called what it is called. Yeah.
All right.
Formerly the Hamness 3, but now the problem. Now it's a problem.
And is the problem gonna grow?
The problem is,
or is it stuck at 5?
No, the problem is open to every anybody. Single musician in listening range. If there is a group that you're in right now and you have a song that your band won't play, our band will play that song. Come and see me. My name is Ruben Reyes Rodriguez. I'm just Ruben Rodriguez on Facebook. I'm at Funky McBass on Twitter, Snapchat, Instagram. All that, just, dude, come holla at your boy, because our whole idea is, like, we want to empower musicians around Sioux Falls, so if you want to play music, let us know, and we will help you.
You're all about the threes, aren't you? Even the R. RRR for initials.
That was my mom.
Okay. Your mom, she
I was
she had
born,
foresight,
and then I got that name.
But see, you could always use it for marketing sometime.
Yeah.
Oh, the triple R.
Yeah, so it's just Ruben Rodriguez. R cubed. R cubed. The cube. The cubic's Ruben.
Oh, see.
We'll call it the Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
Nailed it.
The marketing is just going crazy this week.
So
all
silly.
Right. So we're, by the way, if you can tell, you know, since it's audio, but perhaps you hear this occasionally, you know, or this.
Mm-hmm.
We are outside wood. Well, we're not outside. We're inside because it snowed about 6 inches today.
It did. Too much.
Yep.
Too much.
But we're inside in the lobby area where we record so often between Wood Grain, Frontier Bank, and Aqua Fresh.
Yep.
And always a great time. So since it was late afternoon, we decided to have a beer.
Yeah, just the one.
Yeah,
it's good.
That's what we need.
Yeah.
Well, you know, plus, you know, the level within the beer is probably pretty high.
it's enough.
Yes.
It's enough.
But that's part of why we're having fun. But, you know, just naturally, when Ruben and I see each other, it ends up being this type of thing. Yeah. Well, what are you going to ask him? What's your structure? Who cares?
No, it's a conversation.
Exactly. That's what I always talk about, is that it is a conversation on here about arts and entertainment.
Yeah.
And so, you know, you borrowed your brother and some of the players, and you put this together.
Well, I know I stole.
You stole even. Oh.
I stole half of my brother's band, and they like I said, like, so when it, okay.
But then he actually wasn't part of your initial thought of it, was it?
Oh, okay.
Or, but you've actually been wanting him.
I've been asking him for 2 years. Dave, for 2 years, I've asked him. And he's just, he's been like, oh, yeah, no, I'll totally show up on Sundays. Like, it's totally cool. Like, blah. Just been like, really softballing me. And, so my brother is one of the best musicians that I know of. Mm-hmm. He is absolutely incredible. He taught me so much that I don't even know how to like quantify or describe it. So I'm like, John, like, come in, dude. Like, just be that dude in the background. And he was like, yeah, no, I'll show up. And then he doesn't. But then finally, I invite his wife, who teaches wine and canvas in town. And I was like, hey, can you come here and like you could do like live wine and canvas? And she was like, yes, I would absolutely love to. That sounds great. So John sits around for 3 weeks, and then John changes his mind. Where he's like, oh yeah, no. I'm like, can you send me the set list? I'm like, John, you know the set list. Like, I've saved the set list for 2 whole years, and it came out. Like, legitimately, last week, I think, was one of the best nights that I've had back since I moved back, like, 3 years ago. So, it's great to have John Baumgartner in the mix and Jody Baumgartner doing live painting. Also,
oh, excellent. Yeah.
Yeah, if you guys want to come out and do some live painting, let us know. We could probably facilitate some canvases and some paint, and you guys can do some live painting. So, anyway.
Fun stuff. Yeah, okay. I like it, you know?
Wait, it's just a silly thing to do on Tuesday, because right. What else are you doing?
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
Tuesdays typically, in fact, when you mention that, it reminds me of a good friend of mine that was in the Iraq War and got an email from him, or I had emailed him, and his return email said, every day is Tuesday. You know, because all the rest of the week, you always sit there and go, okay, Wednesday's hump day. Thursday, you're looking forward to the weekend.
Yep.
So you're excited. Friday, Saturday, Sunday are the weekend.
Yep.
Then Monday, you know, it's not the day that you like, but at least it's got a marker.
Yeah.
Tuesday doesn't.
No.
You know, and it's because Tuesday. Everything was all the time.
Yeah.
Every day was Tuesday. But you're livening up Tuesday and livening up the entertainment world here in Sioux Falls, the greater Sioux Empire.
Yes, sir.
And so this is actually pretty cool because, you know, the Icon went through the shutdown like so many places.
It did.
And they started asking, you know, when the live music was going to be back, and you brought it in. So you've got this official house band, The Problem, you're 8 to 10 on Tuesday at this point.
8 to 10 on Tuesdays, and then also I like to stretch it out a little bit. Sometimes we'll just cover, like, weird stuff that we haven't even tried yet, and from that, there's usually some entertainment between 10 and 11.
Right.
So, yeah. so 8 till the fun stops.
All right, the fun stops. We like that. That means that it goes on continually then.
It does.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. And we are the house band. Like I say every single week, we are the house band until they fire us. So
I have the feeling that won't happen. Just I've got a good feeling about this one.
Just this week.
Yep. Just this week. you know, the Icons are, you know, bringing some stuff back. That's good, but it's also, you know, it's a new restaurant that's in there.
Yes.
And that's what you're actually the house band for. Tell us a little bit about that, too.
Oh, my God. Okay. So, freaking A. Dada Gastropub at Icon is what it's called. And it's like, it's the same kind of notion as, what do we say? Like Doubletree at Marriott.
Okay.
Where it's like, there's Icon, which is the greater entity, and then we're just like a subsequent thing that like works underneath them, but at the same time, so we still have those two of the rooms, so we're still booking a bunch of weddings, we're still doing receptions, we're still doing cocktail hours, we're still doing a couple weeks ago we had some people over that were just real estate cats that were just doing slideshows and that was it. But we just ran back there just like, oh yeah, hey, you want an old fashioned, you want a Coors Light? And that's what we did. But So we have this new restaurant. It's absolutely phenomenal. We're sister restaurants with Parker's, which is right up the street. And we got some of their chefs down, and they're just like, Landon is like the dude. And then the guy who like owns the joint, my man Carter, he's just a phenomenal cook, and he's like super cool. And then we got my boy Arnie, who is the bar manager. And so we created this new drink menu. The drink menu has, well, it started as 12, and now we have 22 drinks. The kitchen started with, I want to say, about 15 to 17 items. But then after the burger battle, we switched to a seasonal menu. So we just kind of pared it down a little bit. But now it's basically like kind of like an Asian Hispanic fusion restaurant. And we have a very small like server bullpen. There okay. We go. Yeah, as I say, like we only have like a couple of us. So it's like it's a couple bartenders, it's a couple servers, it's a couple cooks, and we just keep it real tight and we keep it fresh, and everything is made in-house. Like we even ferment our own kimchi. Like it's wow. It's yeah. Oh yeah. Dude, I'll get you some.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's been a while since I've
legit,
had kimchi.
Dude, and we got this habanero carrot. Hot sauce. Uh-huh. Anyway, we're boring people, but but yeah. So we just keep it small. We keep it tight. We keep it right. And everybody goes super hard in the paint. If you ever have any questions, concerns, hopes, or dreams you'd like to share, my name is Ruben Reyes Rodriguez. Holla at your boy. I'm the only black person that works there. And yeah, dude, just flag me down. We'll take care of you. Anyway,
all so, right. Yeah. But getting back to the music part then.
Yeah, the music part.
Yeah. Yeah. So what does, is it just problem or the problem?
It's the problem.
The problem. Yeah, what does the problem like to play?
The problem. Well, that's the problem. once again, like the entire notion of everybody getting involved with it in mm-hmm. its inception was to be just inclusive with everybody and stuff that this is like I have a funk jazz background. Our drummer, I'm not exactly sure where he comes from, but it's like it seems like jazz and very Latin-y. Our bass player's from Cameroon, Africa, so he has like a very color, like he's a super melodic way of playing bass, which is awesome. James is a more of the classical ilk, and then John is more of a jazz kind of cat. So it's a straight mix, but we do like Marvin Gaye, Al Green, Earth, Wind, and Fire, Johnny Lang, Eric Clapton, Bob Marley. It's just a mix of like smooth stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah. It's just the boys. Yeah.
So if you've obviously got your own band now, but if you were to play what you wanted to play only and not cater to a crowd, what would it be?
I would play, and I've thought about this for a while, Latin. I would go salsa.
Oh, wow. Yeah,
I would go salsa. And like, I've been trying to learn Spanish, uh-huh. but, like, I'm not trying to, like, lean on that. Like, it's going to be, like, this thing. But, like, there's something about the very syncopated, percussive,
mm-hmm.
and then also multiple horns. Just, like, there's a lot of
horns, yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, dude. Yeah. So I want to get that back in the mix, but at the same time I still want to do like if I could do an album that sounded like half of the Miseducation of Lauryn Hill,
mm-hmm.
I would do that.
Really? Wow.
Yeah. Just like just smooth like just like smooth, groovy, like it's fine, man.
So are there any originals from Ruben Rodriguez?
There are. There's we got Dance, we got Jordan, we got I got a couple in there. I just kind of pepper them in, but like it's not a regular thing. And also the funny part is it's just poppy enough that you would never know it's mine. You never know it's mine.
Oh, who sang this?
Like, oh yeah.
Get out Shazam. that's it. I think that's the giggle we're saving right there for the competition.
And so, I will win.
Yeah. Well, I have the feeling you're leading the pack right now, the way it sounds, brother.
Oh, I love it. I love that.
Okay. So a couple of questions we always like to finish with.
Yes.
When you're not entertaining other people, what do you like to be entertained by?
So recently I've been reading a compilation of short stories, but it's true short stories of a scary podcast that I like. And yeah, and it's the podcast called Scared to Death.
Okay.
It's by Dan Cummins, who's a comedian. What I liked about it was that, so he has his little bits where he has two stories at the beginning of the whole thing, and he does research on them and gets all the background information. But at the end of it, his wife, who's the co-host, gets emails from people that listen to the podcast. And so they send them like creepy stories. And that is what the book is composed of. So I've just been reading a bunch of short stories, creepy short stories, because I'm a creeper. I'm a real creepy kind of guy, I guess.
That giggles. Tell you what, that's a farce of a show that could be made, isn't it?
Creepy giggles?
Yeah. Creepy giggler.
Yeah.
Appearing on screens giggler. Near you soon.
So, dude, you know where you were when you saw the creepy giggler.
And then the other question, any other hobbies that you have?
The hobbies? Man, you know what I've been trying to do? I recently lost a couple people. So what I've been trying to do is spend more time texting people and let them know that they're loved.
Yeah.
So I've just been good reaching out to people and being like, I'm like, hey, man, how's your day? Like, like, I don't care if it's Tuesday or like whatever, but like if you're having a bad day, I'm like, I'll call you, which I know nobody does with their phones anymore, but I'll call you and I will ruin your day for 45 minutes just to see how you're doing, dude. Mental health is like a real thing, and we need to address that shit.
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
Yep.
And so I just want to make sure my team is accounted for, and anyway.
Excellent. Great hobby to have, man. All right. Ruben Rodriguez, it is always a pleasure to be around
David
you.
David Jefferson Holly.
Yeah, you like that Jefferson thing, don't you? Yeah.
I just want to call you DJ.
I don't do that anymore because hauling in all the equipment.
Yeah,
got too much on the back. You know, I can carry this little thing around.
Because vinyl's, vinyl is heavy, man.
Yeah,
that's the whole thing. Vinyl and books are the two. Yeah.
Yeah, when I was first DJing,
yeah,
you know, back in 1982, 1983, and so forth.
In, but.
Yeah, and the take it, take it on the road.
Oh, for sure. Oh, dude.
The
crates,
with all the old, Wells Blue Bunny and Terrace Park blue milk crates that.
Oh yeah,
are illegal
dude,
to have.
I have stolen so many. Yeah. You have, dude. I worked at a White Hen in Chicago, and I've stole so many that were just for beer boxes. It's anyway. So this is the Dave Holly Hour with Ruben Rodriguez on the side, and we appreciate all of your help and support. Nonstop. Keep on tuning into us on Spotify, Stitcher.
Not on Stitcher, but I'm on Spotify, Amazon Music, Apple Podcasts, and Pandora.
And Pandora.
Podbean.
And Podbean.
Yeah.
Just keep on supporting local. End of sentence.
Right.
We appreciate you, and God bless.
All right.
We'll catch
bless you
next
brother.
Time.
All right. Thanks, man. And we'll be back to wrap up the Dave Holly Hour in just a moment.
Ladies, when it's time to give your nails some love, get that extra special treatment from Quality Nails on South Minnesota Avenue in Sioux Falls. Manicures and pedicures that look great and make you feel fantastic. Zaya and Tony provide professional care for your hands and feet, whether you just want the basics or an extra special look with added flair. Oh, and guys, it's okay to treat yourself too. Quality Nails. Call for an appointment. 605-334-1463.
From the Dipsy Doodle Studios at the world headquarters of Big D Entertainment, a 40-square-foot home studio in the middle of America,
It's Dave Holly.
Thanks again, everybody. Certainly appreciate you being along. Thanks to my guest, Nancy Halverson, the executive director of Levitt at the Falls, to the giggly man himself, Ruben Reyes Rodriguez, wonderful musician. Catch him at Dada Gastropub Tuesday nights from 8 to 10, along with his band, The Problem. Also, thank you to our friends at Woodgrain Brewery, Frontier Bank, and AguaFresh, allowing that space that we so often use to record these great conversations, and proud to know those people down there. Also, of course, thank you. Wow, you are doing a bang-up job. Our downloads now, just on one platform, over 4,000. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for all that you do on the social media front, the Facebook likes, shares, etc. Same thing with Instagram. Don't forget we're on Twitter. If you'd like to find out more about the Dave Holly Hour itself, go to DaveHollyHour.com. If you'd like to find out more about me, go to DaveHolly.com. Also, tonight, the missus and I will probably be at R Wine taking in some more great jazz. Friday night, the ruggedly handsome trivia host returns to the Sky Lounge for March Madness. Saturday night, Chris Sandvig is playing at Bin 201. We're hoping to get there, possibly down to Calico Skies on Sunday for Common Ground with Brady and Katie Reed. Looking forward to that. Also looking forward to next week, scheduled to appear on the show, Bob Wendland and Luke Tatchy from Goodnight Theater Collective, et al., as they have other things they're involved in. And finally, get a chance to sit down and speak with the executive director of the State Theater, Allison Wyman. Looking forward to that especially. And I'm going to pass along a great first date that took place for me at the State. We'll give her that story. Hope you enjoy it too. So listen again next week. Meantime, remember, I'm Dave Holly, and for me, every day is a holiday.
The Dave Holly Hour has been brought to you by the Sky Lounge and Tea, XL Chiropractic, Quality Nails, and Books and Brews Pizzeria. If you would like to contribute to the continued success of this podcast, go to DaveHollyHour.com. At the bottom of the front page is the additional links section. Click on the orange button, Dave Holly on Linktree. You can order merchandise, become a Dave Holly Hour VIP, and make contributions to the show. The Dave Holly Hour is produced in the Dipsy Doodle Studios by Big D Entertainment.
Thanks for listening.